From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hours after certifying Iran has complied with a two-year-old nuclear agreement, the U.S. Tuesday slapped new sanctions on 18 Iranian individuals and groups mostly linked to the country's military. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said Tehran has violated the spirit of the deal, referred to it as the JCPOA, or Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action.
Part of what the JCPOA agreement says is it's supposed to contribute to regional and international peace and security. And we believe that some of the actions that the Iranian government has been involved with undermines that stated goal of regional and international peace and security.
She said Tehran's malign behavior includes its ballistic missile development and proliferation, support of terrorism and militancy, the backing of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, hostility toward Israel, cyber attacks, and threats to maritime stability in the Gulf. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said the sanctions are likely to have a two-pronged effect.
One is going to discourage capital inflows into Iran. Number two, it's going to make domestic investment even weaker than it is likely to be.
Iran called the sanctions illegal, announced its own sanctions against the U.S. The parliament authorized additional funding for its missile program, as well as the Revolutionary Guard's Foreign Operations Wing, the Quds Force. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has declared a three-month state of emergency in his home state as clan-based militia violence continues. A government spokesman said unspecified citizen rights would be suspended. The army will be given additional powers. He said the state of emergency will also be extended to neighboring areas of Wau, Tonj, and Awail East. This is VOA News. Venezuela's foreign minister Tuesday said the country is moving forward with plans to elect members of a constituent assembly despite threats of new sanctions by the U.S. and plans to review its relations with Washington. Referring to President Donald Trump, Foreign Minister Samuel Moncada said, "We have a president who enjoys humiliating its neighbors." He said this will not happen with Venezuela. The government plans to hold a July 30 ballot so the Constitution can be rewritten. It follows Sunday's opposition-led referendum opposed to the new assembly, in which more than 7 million cast ballots. Inter-American Dialogue senior fellow Peter Hockham called the timing of the U.S. threat of sanctions unfortunate.
Particularly after the opposition had really won a very big victory with its referendum, which the government had declared was non-official and illegal.
Mr. Trump vowed to take strong and swift economic action if the vote goes ahead. The opposition, meanwhile, has called for a day-long general strike Thursday. A Turkish court Tuesday ordered six rights activists, including the director of Amnesty International in Turkey, to remain in custody for allegedly aiding a terror group. İdil Eser was detained July 5 along with seven activists and two foreign trainers, one each from Germany and Sweden, during a workshop south of Istanbul. John Dalhuizen heads the European and Central Asia desk at Amnesty.
The fact that they have decided to proceed with this case shows not just how far truth and justice have parted company in Turkey, but shows that what we are now talking about, in fact, is a calculated, considered assault on Turkish civil society.
The detentions, denounced by German Chancellor Angela Merkel, fueled concerns about civil rights in the wake of a year-long crackdown following last year's attempted coup. A U.N. spokesperson Tuesday called on the Libyan National Army to investigate reports of summary executions following its capture of Benghazi in a long struggle with Islamist militia. Elizabeth Russell is with the U.N. Human Rights Agency.
Our concern is based on reports suggesting the involvement of the Special Forces, a unit aligned with the LNA, and in particular their field commander, Mahmoud al-Werfali, in torturing detainees and summarily executing at least 10 captured men.
She pointed to a June 9 video showing four men kneeling with their hands tied, being shot as al-Werfali watched. Former U.S. envoy to China, Utah Governor John Huntsman, is being tapped by President Trump to be the next ambassador to Russia. Mr. Huntsman's nomination will head to the Senate for confirmation. The Trump administration has indicated it wishes to improve relations with Moscow, shaken by allegations the Kremlin tried to interfere in last year's U.S. election, a charge the Kremlin denies. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.